USC to reopen all campus gates shut down during student protests. Los Angeles, after months of restricted access and campus shutdowns owing to student protests, the University of Southern California is preparing to reopen all campus gates on August 15, although students and staff will still have to present a valid university ID. Prompted by public involvement in campus pro-Palestinian protest in May, university officials said student safety was being compromised and access to the campus and its buildings was restricted to students, staff, and registered guests with valid ID. Security on campus remains our top priority, even more so as we still face safety concerns in our world today, according to a USC statement on August 7. We will remain vigilant and do our best to provide a secure campus that is also as open and accessible as possible. The campus has been operating three campus gates at specific hours. Beginning August 15, USC will open all entrances to valid ID holders between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m., with two gates, McCarthy Way and McClintock Avenue, operating 24 hours. The announcement also noted that faster check-in will be available for USC ID holders, while real-time guest registration and expedited parking access would help ease the campus traffic for the upcoming fall semester. According to the university, a new permanent gate at the McClintock entrance is being installed, with temporary fencing in place until its completion in October. The decision to restrict access to the campus during final exams and commencements in May received flack from some students who complained about the moves hindering their campus access and who frowned upon compulsory bag checks. The closures also prevented local media from directly covering the student encampments on the campus.